Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Well, it's an argument at an Orion Township restaurant last night, and it took a bad turn after a woman was shown on Twitter pulling a gun on a mother and a daughter. And now charges have been filed. The live and local latest from WWJ's John Hewitt. John.
Jason, there was, of course, a racial component to this as well, because the accused, the woman and her husband involved, are white. Those who had the weapons pointed on them were black. Felonious assault, punishable by up to 4 years in prison. That is the charge against 32-year-old Jillian Woostenberg and her 42-year-old husband Eric of Independence Township, who investigators say pulled handguns on the Pontiac mother and her two daughters in the parking lot of a Chipotle's restaurant in Orion Township. And although the racially charged confrontation was captured on video, as far as the guns being drawn, Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard said the incident actually began minutes earlier.
The three were headed inside to Chipotle, and the one woman, the occupant of the vehicle, was headed out with her food. And there was a bump as they entered an exit. The one person said they didn't realize they had bumped the other person with the food bag, and the other person felt they needed to get an apology. Then it escalated from there.
In all, authorities received 6 911 calls before arriving on the scene, one each, by the way, from each of the parties involved. Both Jillian Woostenberg and her husband, according to the sheriff, are legally licensed gun holders with no prior criminal histories. Reporting live in Pontiac, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meantime, the woman brandishing that gun in the video was wearing a Pennigree Detroit T-shirt. Jared Schloff is co-founder and CEO of that apparel company and says he was appalled to hear what had happened.
We're saddened to see another black life being threatened with violence, and we wanted just to condemn this act and, frankly, all forms of oppression and injustice. And she was wearing a Pennigree-branded T-shirt. We have absolutely no affiliation with her or her beliefs whatsoever.
Yeah, he says the woman's actions go against that company's morals. Now the latest on COVID-19. It's another big jump in the numbers here in Michigan. The health department's now reporting 543 new confirmed cases and 15 new deaths. The increase in the number of cases is the most in one day since late May. Statewide, there have been 64,675 cases, just over 7,000 more probable cases since mid-March. The number of Michigan residents who have died from COVID-19 stands at almost 6,000. Meantime, a confirmed case of coronavirus at a Red Robin restaurant in Macomb County. The Macomb County Health Department telling us three workers at the restaurant on Hall Road near Hayes in Clinton Township, they tested positive for the virus, and anyone who was there between June 18th and the 22nd should now self-monitor for symptoms of coronavirus. A worker at the restaurant says about 30 workers are now self-quarantining. The restaurant is closed for dining-in service. However, curbside pickup is still available. More than 100 cases of COVID-19 have been linked to Harper's Restaurant and Brew Pub in East Lansing, and some of the infected are bringing that virus to Metro Detroit.
COVID-19 spreads mainly through respiratory droplets when an infected person is in close contact with another person and coughs, sneezes, or talks. Carol Osterberry is the health officer for the Wayne County Health Department.
From Harper's Bar, Wayne County had 8 cases. One was Grosse Pointe Park, 3 Grosse Pointe City, 2 Northville, 1 Canton, 1 Dearborn.
To reduce the spread of the virus,
we all need to continue to practice social distancing, wearing masks, hand washing, not going out when you're sick.
The Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.